Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1508. We're learning today Lilui Nishmas Moshe Dov, Ben Meron Azizel, Lilui Nishmas Blima Bas Ramosha, and Refuah Shleima, Rav Yeshua Halevi Ben Bridal. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, I just want to go a little bit through the Sefer Shein Halachas. As we know, Sefer Shein Halachas is a smaller version, a consumption of basically the Mishabura, Chabar Amah, Mishabura, Bir Halach, a little bit of the Chazanish. Okay, but be it as it may, written by the Hilig Rav Chaim Kamenevsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. So be it as it may, I just want to go through how he explains in our Simon, Shin Zion, a little bit. We'll go through from there and get some basic. I want to go through some of the basic klolim. Now, I do want to explain one thing. We're going to touch a little bit here and there on Amira La'akim, what you can tell a guy to do. But I want to make it clear, we're not learning right now the halachas of Amira La'akim, how to work with a guy. In conjunction with Shabbos, of course, Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, we will get to that aspect also. But due to the fact that Simon, as everybody knows, we try and work with one Simon at a time as much as possible. Not everything could be done like that, but many things makes it much easier and it's much clearer to work with each Simon specifically, cross referencing here and there, but working out of one Simon. So the Simon which we're working out of right now is Simon Shin Zion in the Mishabura, of course, in the Hilchot Shabbos Chelek Gimel in the Mishabura, Simon Shin Zion, and the name of the Simon is actually Dine Shabbos Hatuluyim B'Dibur. What could one say? What can't one say? So that entails a lot of things, and one of the things that actually entails is what you could tell a guy to do, what he can't. So we're going to actually mention little tidbits here and there of what one could tell a guy and what one can't. But you know, nobody should think that we're actually learning Amir Lakam, but it's good to know, you know, again, what one could say with their mouth, one can. So just to start off real quickly, and it's a little bit of a chazara, which what we've been doing, but it's important to review. He says Aleph, right? In paragraph Aleph, Kol Dov Shasu La'Saisim Shabbos. Anything that one is not allowed to do on Shabbos, Afilu Isid Rabbanon. Even the thing you're not allowed to do is also Mid Rabbanon. Is also Loima B'Shabbos Dov Pliny Es Elamacha. Therefore, would all be Kol Dov Shasu La'Saisim Shabbos Afilu Isid Rabbanon. Right? It's also Loima B'Shabbos. You would not be allowed to say on Shabbos. So, for example, Asalem of Shabbos, Dova Ploini Es Alamacha, right? You won't be allowed to say, I cut it off in the middle, the sentence, but to get the point, you're not allowed to say it on Shabbos. So, therefore, you're not allowed to say Asalem of Shabbos, Dova Ploini Es Alamacha, right? So you can't say on Shabbos, I'm going to drive, I'm going to do this, I'm going to sell, I'm going to, whatever the case is going to be, right? I'm going to get on a plane, all these different things. And if you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos, albeit the Reis, or albeit the Rabbonon, you can't say it either. Not just not to do it, but you can't say it. The talking part is Asa Mid Rabbonon, right? We understand that. Even if somebody mentions it, the Reis, like if somebody says, well, I will cook my chicken on Monday. The cooking itself on Shabbos is the Reis, but the talking part is a Rabbonon. Be it as it may, it doesn't make much of a difference. Rabbanon is a Rabbanon. We have to know and always stress this point that we have to be extremely careful with the Rabbanons as much as the rises all through Shabbos Kodesh. Also, Lama B'Shabbos Dov Pliny Es Elamachar. Kegoyitz Chayre Plinis Ekne Elamachar V'Chayyotze V'Yrayde. Either I'm going to buy, I'm going to sell, business dealings, all these different type of things. Vafilu, he says. So he says further, Vafilu ein oimer lachavire, right? Elabeinoi leveinatzma. Even if you're not talking to your friend per se, but just the fact that you're saying it, even if you talk to yourself, whatever, but saying it out of your mouth is what the problem is. Doesn't matter who you're talking to. A person could talk to their wife, to their child, to themselves. Vafilu ein oimer lachavire, elabeinoi leveinatzma is also. You can't say these things with your mouth. Bottom line. Now, he goes on to say interesting thing, which the Mishabura talks about, which I think a lot of people are not so clear about. What about a mitzvah, right? I'm going to say the example brought down, he brings down, is a Sefer Torah, right? What about somebody says, I'm a Sefer, so I'll say tomorrow I'm going to start writing a Sefer Torah. Beautiful mitzvah, right? But you can't do that on Shabbos. You can't write a Sefer Torah on Shabbos. But on the other hand, it's a mitzvah. Could I say it? So it's actually machlokes in the Mishabura, and the bottom line is one should not do it. So he says like this, that's how the Mishabura comes out. There are those who say that I'm more maker, but Lamaisa, the Mishabura says not to do it, but we'll see in a minute what could be done. V'lidavar mitzvah, he says further, In other words, when it comes to doing a mitzvah, right, going ksiva sefer Torah, which is the case in the Shulchan Aruch, you technically you could say, again, it's a machlokes, but according to quite a number of achronim, you could say, I'll do tomorrow. Mikol mokim, nevertheless, nochoin lechatchila lahachmir. It's better lechatchila, one should not say it. In other words, again, it's a mitzvah, I'm going to be writing a sefer Torah. You know, letter of the law, if you want to call it, could be done according to many achrayim. Komakim nochin lechatchila. One should be careful not to say, even if it's a mitzvah, if it's something that's not allowed to be done on Shabbos, right? You're not allowed to write a sefer Torah on Shabbos, even though it's a mitzvah. But even to say it, nochin lechatchila lahachmir kasheein tzorich bediburay hayom. If it's not something that's needed for today, in other words, for Shabbos itself, and you're not allowed to do it, don't say it. That's the bottom line. I don't want to go through the whole Mishnah Berurah now. In conjunction with this, he goes back and forth. But this is about, in other words, the Shoyna Halachas always brings down the Maisa, the bottom line. He pulls out the tidbits here and there and puts it all together, Halacha L'Maisa. We don't do it. Oh, but there's a PS to it, if you want to call it. Vimis Yoreshi is Rashal Badover. If, let's say, somebody's afraid, they'll get lazy. You know, in other words, they want to give themselves like a spiritual uplifting, a zest. You know, I can't wait till I write my Sefer Torah tomorrow. I can't wait. Mamash, I'm going to start writing a beautiful Sefer Torah. I'm going to write mezuzahs. You know, a person wants to get themselves energetic about the whole thing because they're a little bit, they don't have such a cheshik, let's say. Something along those lines, right? After writing a Sefer Torah, I'm not so. But you get yourself going, as they say. Vimis Yorish is Rashal. You're going to become like lazy over it type of a thing. But Dover, then we're going to say, Mutter Lizruze Nafshe. The Amira Legavoya Havik. So that's what he says. Okay, so that's the Mishnah Berurah actually says that according to everybody, the Shoyin Halachas, he's saying you're allowed to do it. Mishnah Berurah says, Kuliyam, if it's going to be Nisrashal, in other words, it's going to get you up, get you going, because it's a little bit like a nether, right? Somebody says they're going to start doing a mitzvah, a little bit like a nether. Okay, we're not going to get into the whole thing of that, but the bottom line is, be it as may, letter of the law, I want to keep it plain and simple so we can move. There's a lot of ground to cover. When it comes to a mitzvah, if you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos itself, then preferably, it's machloek, as we said, preferably not to say it. Lechatchila, one should not say it. But if it's something whereby it's going to get you going, as they say, you know, you're feeling a little bit like not 100%, like he'll be lax, that's the right word, actually. He'll be lax in the mitzvah, so then to get himself up and going, he would be allowed to say, tomorrow I'm going to get up and write the Sefer Torah. So that's the bottom line on that. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and Baruch and Kol Tov.